Good morning. Joining us is Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, the Albany Insider. And on the inside scoop today is the softening of Governor Cuomo. We're making one exception there, and that's with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, the governor during his first 4 years, really, you know, they lived by the mantra, you know, we have two speeds here, get along and kill. And perhaps the worst way to get him to do something was to call him out publicly. But it seems now, because his poll numbers are down and he's trying to drive them back up and he's trying to reconnect with the liberal base of the Democratic Party, probably the best way to get him to do something is to call him out publicly. It's a complete shift.
Talk about the continuing bad blood between the Senate Republicans and the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, de Blasio came up last week for the governor's State of the State address, and he met with the Democratic legislative leaders. He even met with Andrew Cuomo, who he's been warring with, but he requested a meeting with Senate Republican leader John Flanagan, who said no, wouldn't meet with him. It was the second time in a couple of weeks where that occurred. Flanagan, right after Christmas, canceled the meeting with the mayor abruptly after it was reported that the mayor was talking behind the scenes about how to help the Democrats recapture the Senate.
Speaking of recapturing the Senate, the IDC, those five Democrats, and what will they do and how will they align going forward?
Yeah, apparently rumors of their death were greatly exaggerated last year. The Senate Republicans had a full majority last year, didn't really need the IDC as much, but all of a sudden, with the elections this year and control of the Senate up for grabs, most people realize, particularly the Democrats, that if they're to gain control of the chamber, they're going to need these five breakaway Democrats to help form a coalition, a leadership coalition. Toward that end, the independent Democrats held a welcome back reception the day of Cuomo's State of the State address, and both Republican and Democratic leaders from the Senate showed up in force to basically try and curry favor, to win favor with this what's going to be important group, possible kingmakers.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can read his work today at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.